Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 5th, the 17th day of the 2024 budget session. As we near the conclusion of the legislative session, we continue to work Senate file bills. I serve on the Joint Conference Committee on the budget, and the Conference Committee reached agreement late tonight. Now the Conference Committee must sell the compromise to their respective chambers. Today, several bills advanced through the legislative process. Senate File 109, known as the Prohibit Red Flag Gun Seizure Act, aims to block the enforcement of red flag gun laws in Wyoming. These laws enable individuals to petition a court to temporarily restrict someone's access to firearms. By restricting these laws, the bill ensures Second Amendment rights are protected and requires due process before someone's arms are confiscated. This bill has some real problems. For example, you couldn't take a gun away from someone who has been convicted of domestic violence or who is an illegal alien. I support the concept of the bill, and I'm not sure how I will vote on the final bill. Senate File 66 passed the House and Senate. The bill underscores our commitment to maintaining the integrity of water rights during exchange agreements. This bill reinforces the importance of equitable water allocation and ensures that stakeholders are informed and engaged throughout the exchange process. I support this bill. Senate File 111 separates whitetail and mule deer hunting seasons. The two deer species are different, and currently the Wyoming Game and Fish Department manages the species differently. By separating the species in statute, it provides the Game and Fish the flexibility to make adjustments to each species hunting season as necessary, and I supported this bill. However, this bill failed on third reading in the House. I supported this bill, but I can see challenges if it would have passed. Senate File 18 allows the reintroduction of bighorn sheep back into the Sweetwater Rocks area near Jeffrey City. Wyoming formed a bighorn domestic sheep working plan in 2004, and it used to introduce bighorn sheep without pushing livestock grazers out. In other states, federal agencies have closed grazing leases in favor of wildlife, so Wyoming having a plan and following the plan has allowed wildlife and ranchers to coexist. This bill was amended to address concerns of the Wyoming Wool Growers Association. I have not made a final decision on this bill. As we continue the final week of the legislative session, we remain dedicated to advancing policies that serve the best interests of all Wyoming citizens. Please don't hesitate to contact me at albert@albertsummers.com. Thank you.